we just did a story on this lady, Frances Kabalewski, who in the 40s was told that women should not do athletics because they'd never be able to have a family. Obviously, things have changed a long way, but have we changed enough as far as the equality of men's and women's athletics?
Oh, I think we're getting, it's a step in the right direction. Is it true equality? No. I think when you see it leading in the sports sections and on Sports Center and things like that, the coverage, but as far as the opportunities that go along with it, you are seeing progress in that regard. But what's great is the mindset is different. For you to say that, which is true, I have a sister who's 8 years older than I am, 6 feet, and I say waist to height. I used to look at those 2 extra inches and say, oh, if I had that, maybe I could have been a pro athlete. She wasn't encouraged to play sports or anything like that. And so when I see that women are being encouraged and celebrated, I still remember the 1999 Women's World Cup. Man, that was phenomenal. So it does show that it can happen.
So is it going to take some of these celebrities and these success stories like Mia Hamm and some of them to bring the younger generation along?
That's what you, when you think about the lead that men's sports has, when you really look at how long women's sports, and it just tickles me when people try and compare the WNBA to the NBA now. That is so unfair. Compare the WNBA to when the NBA started way back when. That would be more realistic. But when you have the Mia Hamms, when you have those that are putting a personality and a face to the sport, it can only help.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.